You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
There will be plenty of opportunity for lazing on a sunny afternoon this weekend. Lots of sunshine expected, not too hot either. I'm Ariel Van Cleef, filling in for Bellamy Palethorpe this week. And of course, our weather expert Cliff Mass is here to provide more details on the forecast. Plus, we'll hear about a New York Magazine article that's getting a lot of attention. But first, Cliff, how's the weather looking over the next few days?
Well, really perfect. Seattle is known to have the best summer in the United States. And boy, the last few weeks have proven it. What we're going to have today and tomorrow, with temperatures getting into the upper 70s, the whole region, no precipitation, very little cloudiness. So what can I tell you? It couldn't be any better than that. But then on Saturday night, an upper-level trough is going to move through, and that's going to inspire an onshore push of marine air Saturday night, Sunday morning. So I expect on Sunday morning we'll see some low clouds. And Sunday will definitely be a knockdown in temperature, probably temperatures getting up maybe into the low, maybe mid-70s, but not any more than that. It'll be cloudy in the morning and then breaking out in the afternoon. So definitely Sunday will be a little bit cooler. And then as we get into Monday and Tuesday, the temperatures will start warming up again as the marine air fades back. So, you know, if you like 70s, you'll like the next week.
I know that I definitely like 70s, so I'm definitely looking forward to this for sure. Now, I mentioned this article, The Uninhabitable Earth, and it's been getting a lot of attention. I've been seeing it pop up all over the place on my Facebook feed. Folks are talking about it. You were saying that you had some questions around this article. I'm curious what some of the issues you might have had with this piece actually were.
And it's not only me. It's virtually the entire scientific community involved in climate change. We're just horrified by this story. It was by David Wells, called An Uninhabitable Earth. And it paints this picture of almost the end of the world as we proceed into this century. A world where much of the planet becomes uninhabitable, where disease spreads, where the air becomes unbreathable, and even people become less intelligent because of the CO2 in the atmosphere. And the problem is, a lot of it's simply not true. It's not factual. You want a few examples?
I definitely do. Yeah.
Well, one of them is, it says that the latest satellite data shows that the Earth is warming up twice as fast as our models were forecasting. Well, that's simply not true. In fact, you know, things are warming up about the pace that we expected, so that's not true. One prediction was that warming will cause vast amounts of methane in the permafrost to escape into the atmosphere, and that methane will cause the Earth to rapidly warm. Well, the latest studies indicate that methane is just going to be a very small feature. Most of that methane will stay there in the permafrost even through the end of the century. He claims that sea level will rise 4 feet or more. Well, I mean, sea level is going to rise, but probably 1 to 2 feet is a much more reasonable number. One of the most egregious statements was they're talking about air quality, that ozone was going to rapidly increase and, you know, people are going to have all kinds of health problems because they couldn't breathe the air. Well, it turns out that that's not true. Ozone, even as we've been warming, has been going down in most locations, and that's because our cars have become much cleaner. Our trucks have become much cleaner. And so one of the pollution gases they give off are nitrogen oxides. That's going down, and we're going to certainly have more electric cars and hybrids as we go into this century. So there's no reason to think that ozone will increase.
But well, I thought one of the weirdest parts, too, was the idea of diseases trapped in ice that could soon be released. That was pretty terrifying to read.
That's right. And from what I can see, there's very little basis in truth of that. So, I mean, the question is this a good thing to do? There's a lot of people that are concerned about climate change, and they should be. But these kind of doomsday scare articles, I'm not sure that this is very productive. I'm not sure that that encourages people to do the right thing. I suspect it causes them to turn off to the whole topic. Anyway, there's a lot of people in the scientific community that are concerned about this. And when people read about it, they have to understand most of it is not based on facts or the best science.
So always stay skeptical.
Stay skeptical and just don't read one article by some reporter who may not know what they're talking about or may have an agenda.
Solid advice as always. Thanks so much, Cliff.
Sure. Good to talk to you, Ariel.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You hear him every week at this time via Skype. And you can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.